Palestine's chief negotiator says the Palestinians will not attend an upcoming U.S. conference in Poland on the Middle East. Saeb Erekat stressed Palestine will not allow anyone to talk on behalf of Palestinians. Earlier, Palestinian Foreign Ministry slammed the event as an American conspiracy. Ministry accused Washington of trying to get participants to adopt U.S. views on the Palestinian cause. Iran has also criticized the conference, describing it as a desperate circus that will disgrace participants. Russia has already announced it will not attend the event either. Gathering will take place in the Polish capital, Warsaw, on February 13th and 14th. Joining us now out of Edinburgh is Mick Napier from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, Mr. Napier, your thoughts on Palestinians, Iranians, and Russians slamming and condemning this Polish summit by Washington to take place in Warsaw?
I think your commentator used the word circus. And, you know, it's amazing. Obviously, the Palestine Authority has a limit to how many times and how intensively they will accept humiliation by the United States. This conference is a perfect example of a planned humiliation. I read from the Reuters news agency that Trump's son-in-law Kushner will discuss his plan, the plan that he's been working on secretly for a year, which will apparently solve the problems of the Middle East. However, he will take questions from an audience. God knows who the audience will be, but he will not reveal any details of his plan. So the whole thing would seem to be very much a circus. A Palestinian delegation which attended would presumably sit in an audience together with 40 other countries and would listen to their future being discussed, some questions being answered, and they would sit there simply in the audience. So it's a bizarre conference. And quite typical of the chaos of President Trump's presidency. But look, seriously, how can the USA possibly still present itself as an arbiter, as a state which could bring any peace to the Middle East? We remember Nikki Haley, the US ambassador to the UN. She was a militant pro-Israeli advocate. She spoke to a pro-Israel group in America and said she wore heels in order to kick Israel's enemies. We see the Israeli ambassador in Israel at the moment, the U.S. ambassador in Israel at the moment, Friedman. He's an advocate of the expansion of Israeli settlements and the dispossession of Palestinians. The USA moved its embassy to Al-Quds, saying this was the official embassy with Israel. And on that day, Israel slaughtered 62 Palestinians who were demonstrating for their legally enshrined rights to return. And this evoked no criticism at all from the Americans. So the USA is, I personally argue that Israel is an extension of US power into the Middle East. They write each other's speeches. And why Poland? The Polish government is one of Israel's strongest allies in Eastern Europe. They're very, very anti-Jewish, by the way. They have an anti-Semitic political base, but they're very, very pro-Israel, and Netanyahu has been very warm towards the Polish government. So the idea that Palestinians could get any fair treatment is quite preposterous.
And Mr. Napier, a lot of voices are saying it doesn't really matter how overt or perhaps covert, you know, Jared Kushner's plan, you know, may be, because it's very obvious where his allegiance lies.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, Friedman, Kushner, Nikki Haley, Donald Trump, they give Israel everything at the moment which Israel wants. That means the intensified dispossession of the Palestinians. We have the alliance between Israel and Saudi Arabia and Egypt, which gives them great confidence as well. So they have a great protector in Washington and a financier and an armorer in Washington, and they have very strong, they have local allies as well. So it's a dangerous time for the people of Palestine. And you should add, in any event, who are the Palestinian Authority to speak on behalf of the Palestinian people? Some of the PA apparently were selling cement to Israel to build the wall. The PA recently was urging Israel to reduce electricity to the people of Gaza in order to put pressure on Hamas, and so on and so on and so on. So we're dealing with a conspiracy, but we'd have to add that in the past, the PA seems to have been part of that conspiracy against the Palestinian people as well.
Say it's a pleasure to have you on the, back on the program, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mick Napier out of Edinburgh from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign.